This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got a call yesterday. An individual was in town, and they wanted to meet with me that I know well, and they are a high-level manager in the TSA. And I went and met with them, had a cup of coffee with them, and they said, you got to warn people. Tuesday, we got called in, the managers, and told that by the middle of September, that the new policy is being written, that this is done. They were told this is happening. This is not hypothetical. You will all have to wear masks again, and so will airport employees. Then, by the middle of October, they are going to say that everyone flying has to wear a mask. And in the meetings, people began to ask them, well, I mean, why is this happening? They said, well, because of the new variant in Canada and because of the WHO, they may, you know, declare this. But regardless, we've been told this is going to happen. And then they were told, we expect by December a return to the full COVID protocol of 2020-2021. And I was given many more details. I wrote down notes on it. Then I left. Called the first federal connection that I was thinking of. Didn't answer. Called the second. Answered. Told them what I've been told. And they said, what day was that? I said, Tuesday. They said, yep, we were told yesterday. Yesterday was Thursday, so it was Wednesday. Expect COVID protocols to begin rolling out middle of September. And I said, what else were you told? Basically, that they believe this new variant's super bad and that they're doing the testing and that they should just get ready for a whole new rollout of what happened before. And this was Border Patrol connected people I was talking to and testing at the border again and the whole shooting match. That's two federal agents that told me this yesterday. And then I went and looked at the news, and there they were saying Canada's looking at new restrictions again because of the variant, and so is the EU. And what did the Russians just put out 3 days ago? U.S. is plotting another pandemic, Russian head of the defense ministry warns. Now, new lockdowns will starve the third world. New lockdowns will destroy small businesses. New lockdowns will take the average person that's already $5,000 in the hole, and their paycheck is just on time, will put them into full bankruptcy. And the children in the mask and the attempt to push a new shot for the new variant, and we're right back in the same hellhole we were in just a few years ago. And why is it perfect timing? Because you go into the election year, they had the last crisis go over 2.5 years, they'll bare minimum run this through the next election. That's only 14, 15 months out with mail-in ballots again. And we have all the eyewitnesses and testimony that they get the mail-in ballots. And in some cases, they were 99% for Joe Biden. Who believes that? U.S. Postal Service whistleblowers, USPS, poll-watching witnesses. I have it all here. We'll play it next hour. We do not have to sit here and take the same criminal UN global WAF New World Order regime's second rollout of lockdowns. and attempts at forced injections and travel restrictions and being told you're not essential. We don't have to lay down and die.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, at the bottom of the hour, Real America's Voice, Nick Sartor, will be joining us from Lahaina, Maui. He's there. He was on live Friday with Steve Bannon, and trendy white liberals come over and say, you can't be here, not allowed to be here, get out of here, and try to kick the media out. We now have the mayor saying, we're not going to talk about the missing kids, we're not going to discuss it. They found all these houses and melted cars full of whole families. They are covering up what has really happened here. That's why Biden isn't traveling there. It's why he won't talk about it. It's now confirmed by hundreds of reports and videos that they didn't trim the trees around the power lines. They let the power lines on. They fell. They started the fire. The high wind burned the town down. Now the head of the water district, who works for Obama and his foundation, admits that they asked for water that day, wouldn't give it to them. Once the fire started, they then said, sure, you can have water now. Kind of like 2 years ago when Texas had the power outage for 2 weeks and all those deaths and everything. And the feds wouldn't allow Texas to up its power output. People blame the state. The state's under federal control. I think the state should say no and pass a law and say they're not following it. So this is administrative mass murder. Now, Jason Jones is a filmmaker, activist, reporter, traveled all over the world. People know him well here. He has been in Maui for 3 days. He has been down to that area. He's talked to the locals, and he's joining us to give us the latest. Because this, you can say, well, that's just Lahaina, that's just Hawaii. We have BlackRock that owned the power company admitting for 4 or 5 years they haven't updated the power lines or cut anything. They said, because we're not investing in old energy. So they did this. They didn't turn the sirens on. They've tried to block aid coming in, so folks are bringing in boats and jet skis. Jason Jones is involved in that. So he joined us Friday, joined us Thursday, to give us an update on what he has witnessed. He joins us now. Jason Jones.
It's good to see you. Great to be back on your show.
So give us the download. What's actually happening?
Well, first of all, I want to share this with you, Alex. You can judge a man by his friends. And your audience responded like nothing I have ever seen. After being on your show, they went to hopeforhawaii.com and donated so much money that we're going to do 2 more charter flights this week filled with life-saving necessities that the people of Lahaina need. And you see, this is some of the goods we brought by boat and then jet ski and then a bucket brigade to the trucks. The people of Lahaina, the people of Maui, and the people of the Hawaiian Islands have taken the lead of caring for each other. I've had a privilege in my life to be a part of a lot of beautiful things. But as we say in Hawaii, this gives me chicken skin. I've never seen anything so beautiful as boats coming from all of the outer islands, dropping anchor, and then you have a bucket brigade of jet skis, bringing it to the bucket brigade of people on the beach.
And that's because they're blocking the roads still in a 12-mile exclusion zone. So I know you're having to work there, you're being diplomatic, but let's talk about what's really going on now.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I think, Alex. First of all, there are a lot of theories, right? The fires were either started by a lightning strike or man-made. And if they were man-made, it was either an accident or it was intentional. Then the response was either great or there was nothing they could have done or there were mistakes made. I believe, Alex, you know, first of all, on the ground, I've talked to a lot of people. All the theories you see online, you can hear people sharing who are locals on the ground. Personally, what I believe is that this was caused by a down electric line. You see Hawaiian Electric. This is just my belief.
It's not your belief. I have a 45-minute clip put out by a local internet group that has cameras all over the town. You see them falling and the fire is happening.
That's right. And now the Wall Street Journal has reported that Hawaiian Electric is beginning to reorganize to protect themselves from liability. You know, and then you have the response. So here's the thing. The emergency management director has resigned. He's given several reasons why. Can you imagine? He said it was health, resigning the day after this. One of the greatest catastrophes in American history, really 2 years to the month, almost 2 years to the day, of the greatest military catastrophe in U.S. history, the debacle, the one we pulled out of Afghanistan that led to 20 million Afghans living in severe hunger. Now we have one of the most beautiful, beloved communities in the world, the community of Lahaina. And we know, here's what we know, Alex. There was a fire. We know that the casualties are much higher than the reporting. There's over 1,000 people missing still. Locals on the ground have reported that they already can give names to 580 of the missing people. And then we have the government doing nothing but dissembling. What my hope is, Alex, and why I'm so grateful to be on your show again, is that regardless of how the fires were started, regardless of how the government responded, we know what the great threat is. And the great threat is vultures like BlackRock are descending upon Lahaina, and they are preying on a people in the wake of an unbelievable catastrophe. Alex, can I tell you what? I've been in war zones. I just got back from Ukraine. I saw some of the saddest sights. My team and I, as we were driving through this burned out town that looked like a tactical nuclear bomb went off, there was a woman walking through the wreckage alone, crying, looking bewildered, dazed, and confused. When we were on the beach doing this bucket brigade, there were people smiling and laughing, and then you would notice intermittently people just breaking down and crying. And I turned to my son and I said, "These people are getting a moment of relief from great sorrow." I said, "Son, we are surrounded by people who still have loved ones they lost and loved ones that are missing and loved ones that they know that they have lost. It is really an unbelievable tragedy." And so here's my hope, Alex. Your audience started this hashtag, Keep Lahaina Local. They started it. On Twitter, people were, I saw countless, endless messages to Elon Musk. We need to get that trending, Keep Lahaina Local. We need to stand with the locals. We need to care for those who are displaced. We need to bury the dead. That's something at the Vulnerable People Project that we're really committed to making sure that the dead are treated with respect. And I think that's one of the best ways we can honor their families.
And Jason, well, I agree. Ship the food and help the people. But the globalists that did this need to pay. They didn't put on the sirens. They admit they didn't give them the water when the fire was already going. They admit, yeah, we refused the water. They knew they had plenty of water. This is insane. And they have the power line footage. We have hours of it falling down, fires everywhere, and then now they're trying to still keep the media out. We have a reporter coming on they tried to kick out. It wasn't some local. It was some libtard. They're clearly trying to cover something up and not saying where the children are. Here is the mayor just yesterday being confronted. Here's the video.
Yes, you do. How many children are missing? You know.
I knew the answer to that. I'd be happy to answer that.
You have no estimate as to how many children are missing?
I guess nothing? We can end this right now if you guys want.
It's always the biggest question that the people of Lahaina have, but you don't want to answer.
It always takes one or two to ruin it for everybody.
Please, this is our first. This is our only option.
Well, we can say that about you. You ruined it for everybody.
Can this short be?
Welcome to stairs. You're the media. You can say whatever you want.
You're a disaster.
All right. Okay.
You've been the worst mayor we've ever had.
So thousands of dead. You normally have them doing it. They're just saying, no, no media, stay out. People having to deliver food by boat. It's obviously a cover-up going on.
Yeah, and they won't address the question, how many children have died? Alex, for me, for the life of me, I can't understand it. I cannot understand the dissembling, the gaslighting, the failure of the mainstream media to talk about this. And sadly,
look how Biden won't talk about it. He could be a hero. It's because they know we have the Wall Street Journal article. We even said it before they did. I'm not bragging. But the Wall Street Journal said, no, BlackRock for 5 years did not update anything. They said no more money into classic power. Well, you've got the power lines. There's no new power. They're going to get trees are going to fall on them. We're going to skip the spread, guys.
Alex, I texted your producer. She must have thought I lost my mind. But I'm sending her CNN and Wall Street Journal because they're saying what you were saying last week. So they're going to slowly bleed out the truth because they know if the American people, if the truth of this was presented to them at once, they would be overwhelmed with grief and the response would be unbelievable. This is at the magnitude of 9/11.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cards from barbecued families inside cars and houses, and I've seen all their press conferences. They act like they're liking it, actually. They're full of arrogance.
Yeah, Brian Schatz, in one of the press conferences, they didn't let him speak. He's our senator, and he built his career on this myth that he was a great savior of the environment, you picking up cans around Punahou High School where Barack Obama went when he was a boy. I remember when I was chairman of the College Republicans and I saw his stunts, I said to my chapter, we're going to have to deal with Brian Schatz for the rest of our life. I never realized how fast he would skip into a Senate seat. But he was there smiling the whole time. He seemed like he was smiling and then seemed like they were wasting his time, like he had somewhere else to be. I mean, Alex Jones, this is to a state the size of Hawaii, to an island like with the population of Maui, in a town.
This is like a city being blown off the map by the Russians.
Yeah, it is. It's gone. We drove through there. And I was there with my diplomatic liaison from our Rome office, and I brought her here. She works in Europe trying to resettle the Afghan allies that we've been hiding in safe houses in Afghanistan and Pakistan and trying to resettle. I brought her here. We were together in Ukraine, and as we went through Lahaina, she said, this is unlike anything we have seen wherever we have been in the world. And when I was, by God's grace, I forgot a satellite phone that we brought satellite phones to distribute to people, and I'd forgotten a satellite phone in my car. When we were getting ready to go back to the airport, I'm in Oahu now, I'll be going back to Maui early this week. But I saw a family loading their car with so many guys. I saw them, they were getting coffee, and their car was loaded with goods. I said, excuse me, are you going to Lahaina? And they said, yes. They said, can I give you a satellite phone that you can give to the folks up there? And when I shared with them what they were doing, and I also said, please let folks know, here we give them our cards, we're also willing to pay for funerals, they began to cry, and they had lost family members. Everyone we talked to says they had family members missing, or they lost
family members. So let's explain what's happening. And disagree if you disagree. I know you won't. This is the truth. Thousands are dead. There's hundreds and hundreds of cars barbecued with people inside of it. They know they didn't trim the trees. They know they left the power on. They know they didn't give them the water. It's a perfect storm of evil. Well, it wasn't negligent. It was policy. For 5 years, BlackRock had bought this, didn't trim the damn trees, saying, quote, we don't upgrade or fix evil infrastructure. They use it as a weapon. They knew this stuff was coming. California's doing it as well. In the poor areas, they don't trim the trees. And so they're just hoping we all forget and move on to the next story after they just killed all these people. That's why they don't want media there. That's why they don't want this discussed. That's why they don't want this talked about.
Alex, it's 2 years since the collapse of Afghanistan. And I've been in Afghanistan for 2 years. I'm not leaving till the last SIV is safe with his family. We delivered 3 million meals to our Afghan allies, widows and orphans who were killed in action. Hawaii's my home. Yeah, they'll never. This will never be swept under the rug. I can promise you that. And I thank you for sharing your audience. We will never let this. They picked the wrong place. They picked the wrong people. If they think the Hawaiians, they think the Kamaaina. This is one thing, and you've seen, Alex, and you have so many fans here, and you've seen the Instagrams from the Hawaiians. They're not going to sweep this under the rug, but you made a good point. Down power lines. You know how you know when you're in a community that the government doesn't care about or respect? The first thing that you can see, and you see this, you know that the schools aren't getting the support that they need. The roads aren't going to be paved the way they're supposed to be. Well, how you know that is they have above ground power lines. These power lines in affluent neighborhoods would be underground. They would be underground. And if they had underground power lines, but you wouldn't have had this fire. And that's true not just in Hawaii, but that's true across the country. You know that you're in a community.
I remember being 6 years old and moving into a suburb of Dallas from Dallas with my dad. And my dad had just bought this nice house. And he said, son, you know how this is a rich neighborhood? And I'm like 6 years old. I go, no, Dad. He goes, you see those green boxes? The power lines are underground. He goes, that stops fires. That's the future. And it was just a weird statement my dad made that I was just thinking of when you said that. Here's the footage of the local cameras on houses got of the power lines falling and the fire starting. So you were there. You've been there the last few days. You're saying, what is the sense of the people? Because all I see the videos is them saying, we know you stood down. You didn't give us water. You didn't turn on the emergency sirens. You didn't cut the trees. You killed us. I agree with you. I think they bit off more than they can chew here.
Yeah, they definitely bit off more than they can chew. But I will say also the sense of the people is, just they're bewildered, as you can imagine. A community this small, they're just absolutely bewildered. And so what I really hope to do with the Vulnerable People Project is unite the community around what will stop the goals of the globalists, which is to wipe not the city, the town off the map. I'm sure they would have loved to have kept the town if they could have swept the people off the map. But as you allowed me to say, and I thank you for that the second hour you gave me by myself, I got to talk in depth about what I really believe, and I'll say this to the people of Hawaii. What I really believe is that since GATT and since the mid-early 90s, when they closed agriculture, the industry that knit this community together, that gave people jobs and upward mobility, when that was swept away, that was the beginning of trying to sweep the communities that the globalists created through the agriculture industry 100 and some years ago when they overthrew the Kingdom of Hawaii and brought the Filipinos and the Chinese and the Okinawans and everyone and the Hawaiians like me who came in the military, and then we intermarried and had families and created a community. They mean to slowly sweep everyone away. Then they'll bring in a transient servant class and they can have it all to themselves. But I believe that the Hawaiians should have Hawaii. And I believe that the Kama'aina, who intermarried with the Hawaiians and who were knit together over 100 years to create the most unique and beloved community in the world, should have they should have Hawaii. This was knit together through the love and through intermarriages and through hard work.
Yeah, they should be in the driver's seat, not Bill Gates and
and
Oprah Winfrey and all them and the governor saying, yeah, we're going to take the land. He screwed up 2 days into it saying that, didn't he?
Yeah, that was bizarre. Like, don't worry. I'll take your land so those big bad guys don't take your land. Unbelievable. But see, Alex, and this is where I think, in Hawaii, you cannot build where Hawaiians were buried. Very sacred land. This is sacred land. This cannot go to people who aren't Hawaiian. This cannot go to people who are not Kama'ainas. And this most definitely can't go to the state because the state does not represent the interests of the Hawaiians and the Kama'aina. This has become obvious. This needs to belong to the families who lost everything.
No, I agree. And that starts with the prosecution of the mayor and the water manager and a BlackRock. We need to go on the people need to be calling for the prosecution of the people that did not repair the power lines or cut the trees, but they still took the tax money. In the last 5 years, they are murderers. They administratively killed those people.
Yeah, and I was told that the Maui Emergency Management Director, who resigned for health reasons, could you imagine no sense of duty, no sense of civic responsibility, no transparency? Mistakes were made. Say mistakes were made. This was an unbelievable catastrophe. It happened so fast. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We're ashamed at what happened. I will tell you this, and Alex, I want to make sure I say this, because I talked to a lot of folks. Talked to one gentleman who stood shoulder to shoulder with firefighters, and he said, and he was kind of hurt by a lot of the conspiracy theories. He said, listen, I was there, and I was with the firefighters as they were fighting, and we watched the fire be like hundreds of yards away, and we were surrounded by it in seconds. So there is no doubt that people fought hard.
Oh, they were compartmentalized. The stage was set. The atmosphere was prepared for this. HopeForHawaii.com. Thank you so much, Jason Jones. We'll talk to a reporter on the ground when we come back. Thank you, Jason. Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals that makes everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Operation is the sabotage of civilization. We have a reporter on the ground in Maui, and his Skype just broke out. Nick Sortor in Lahaina. He'll be joining us here in a minute. The left has been there trying to stop him from reporting. We'll be talking to him as soon as he reconnects. Just please remember, this operation doesn't happen without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. and get great products of the very best out there that empower your life, the best water filtration, the best durable food, the best books, the best films, Patriot Apparel to spread the word, support the broadcast, and incredible supplements. We have the strongest CBD oil made right here in Texas, 3,000 milligram that you take internally, 1,000 milligram salve. So good for joints and pain, so good for your neurological system, so good for your whole body. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost with all these natural compounds to clean out your heart, your blood, your brain, your cardiovascular system. It's there. Super Female Vitality. The Super Male is sold out. So good for your libido and your energy and your stamina. It's the same as the Super Male. It's sold out. Super Female has a pink label. Works just as good. It's the same thing. 60% off. Incredible. Natural, fluoride-free toothpaste with essential oils like our turmeric toothpaste that's so popular, discounted, and our activated charcoal toothpaste with essential oils, and the tooth whitening toothpaste with all the other great compounds that are in it, like the coral calcium. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But I need you to understand that we have all these other talk show hosts going on, all these other charities, all these other groups. We don't get any money from that. We're just trying to help people. But we've got to keep the mothership funded and on air. So please make the decision to keep us on air and stronger than ever. You see the huge effects we're having. We're fighting new lockdowns. We're fighting tyranny. We're fighting the globalists. We're just nonstop 7 days a week. But if you don't fund us, we falter. You are the engine, the eyes, the ears, the brains, the guts, the blood supply, the will of this operation. Take action now, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, while we're getting him back on, and if he can't do video, guys, we have a rule. After 10 minutes of failure of video, we go to phone. That's what we do. A lot of the shows will just idle and just for hours try the same failed thing over and over again. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. I got another news cover. We'll just abort the guest. Here's Real American News, Nick Shortor, on Steve Bannon's War Room, being interrupted and cut off by leftists trying to report on what's happening.
People's minds here.
Hey, what's up, Nick? I've been trying to reach you. I've been reaching out to you on X. You're supposed to be meeting with people here. What victims have you had?
Okay, yeah. So this is so you're seeing this live right now. People actually tracked me down.
And you're staying in a tent. You said you're coming staying in a tent, Nick. You're taking up resources.
I'm not taking up any resources here.
So that's where we are right now. They don't want us to know what's happening there. And you say, well, that's Hawaii. I've never been there. Why do I care? It's the same administrative attack everywhere, turning off our pipelines, our infrastructure, our energy. They know exactly what they are doing. People say, why do you care so much about people in Hawaii? Because they're coming for all of us. It's the same globalist program everywhere. Over and over and over again. Now I'm going to play clip one, intros, Big Green's new promo. And it's no big deal. We don't have our guest. We will not have the guest on today. We'll have him on tomorrow. But I'm not going to do the... Like when people call in like talk shows, it's that joke with prank callers where they call in. I'm not saying it's a prank caller. And they just, hello, hello, hello. And you do this dance. We get guests on early before to make sure they're tested to do it. That's how we do it. Here's the clip. Can't play it either. All right. I'm leaving then. Wow. I am so sick of all this. I told you guys, it's clip one intros. AJ. The dude, McBrain clip. All right, I'm out of here.
Fools and
Jefferson County Clerk of Court, Shay Alexander, says even though she's human, she strives for perfection.
Then that's how the mishap happened.
The mishap was she inadvertently posted the indictment charges against former President Donald Trump, even though the grand jury was still deliberating Monday.
But I'm not like the mainstream media that just tells you that Fulton County, Georgia, put out a report. Here it is. Office of the Fulton County Clerk of Superior and Magistrate Courts, Honorable Shay Alexander. And Trump, in the indictment I showed you yesterday in Georgia, is being indicted. They say it's a fraud, that no one shut it down, no one kicked people out. But they did, and they kept counting, and that's on the surveillance footage.
How many ballots went through those machines in those 2 hours when there was no one there to supervise, to be present, consistent with your statutes and rules? To supervise the tabulation.
They're trying to make it illegal to challenge them. Of course, the pipe never broke. They lied.
There is now a hitch in the tabulation of votes. Water pipe has broken inside the arena. They had counted 86,000 absentee ballots. We don't know how many more they have yet to tabulate, but all the tabulation of those ballots has now stopped.
Pipe broke at 6:07. It was repaired at 8:07.
Which day, and a.m. or p.m.?
That was a.m.
Of which day?
On election day.
Here's what the audit found. Quote, 7 falsified audit tally sheets containing fabricated vote totals. For example, a batch containing 59 actual ballot images for Joe Biden and 42 for Donald Trump was reported as 100 for Biden and 0 for Trump. The 7 batches of ballot images with 554 votes for Joe Biden, 140 votes for Donald Trump, and 11 votes for Joe Jorgensen had tally sheets in the audit falsified to show 850 votes for Biden, 0 votes for Trump, and 0 votes for Jorgensen. Wait, did you just follow that? How is that not flat-out criminal fraud? We'd love to know, because it certainly sounds like flat-out criminal fraud.
Just like the same group just got caught publishing the indictment index. Then they said it wasn't true. Then they said it was a hack. Then they said it was fake. Now they said it's real and nothing to worry about.
It wasn't an official document. It wasn't official charges. It was the dry run. It was a work sample.
Even though it had a case number, Alexander says it didn't have a stamp and other markings that would have made it official.
That fictitious document matched exactly the charges that we now see in this indictment. Can you tell us more about that document leak? Because now you have the former president's lawyers who are saying this is emblematic of a serious problem with your office.
No, I can't tell you anything about what you refer to. What I can tell you is that we had a grand jury here in Fulton County. They deliberated till almost 8 o'clock, if not right after 8 o'clock. An indictment was returned. It was true billed, and you now have an indictment. I am not an expert on clerks' duties or even administrative duties. I wouldn't know how to work that system, and so I'm not going to speculate. Next question.
Well, Adrian, I don't think we've ever seen such an affront to our justice system and the rule of law than what we witnessed in Fulton County yesterday. They're going to ram this through because they want to interfere in the 2024 election. So what did they do? They released this indictment in the middle of the night in Fulton County, just like they count votes without observers present. And they release these counts and charge President Trump for literally sending tweets, encouraging people to watch the news, to engage in public hearings, to hold press conferences. And they're trying to criminalize not just his First Amendment rights, but his right to participate in the democratic process. And
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
War Room with Steve Bannon. I join Steve Bannon at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow for his show. So, Nick, thanks for going through hell. I know you're exhausted and been there. We only got like 10 minutes left in my broadcast. I'm going to give you the floor. Tell folks what you witnessed. We appreciate you.
Alex, I have covered a lot of disasters. I'm one of the independent journalists that blew the lid off of the East Palestine story because obviously the mainstream media doesn't like to cover any of this stuff. And so I ended up here on the ground. And this is by far the most catastrophic failure of government in every single form that you can think of that I have ever seen, and I'm sure that most people have ever seen. I mean, we're talking about these people, they're constantly being lied to by their government, especially their mayor and their governor. And it seems like at this point they're trying to intimidate journalists to not answer questions. Or not ask them questions. They will not answer them. I've been asking them ferociously about the missing children. They don't want to talk about the missing children because what they messed up. All right, this was at a minimum they messed up. All of these children were home from school. These parents were forced to go to work that day, and they were trying to rush home to save their children, and they weren't able to do it. And now the government is hiding how many children are dead, specifically to save their own butts. This has nothing to do with helping the community. It has to do with making sure that they can stay elected and get elected to higher office. That's what I'm seeing at this point.
Tell us what you've witnessed when you got there, and then who these anti-type people are They're finding you in the woods reporting. You were telling Steve Bannon you're being tracked by these people.
Yeah, so, Alex, I actually, and I'm sorry, it's very windy here today.
No, we hear you loud and clear, brother.
Perfect. It was 5:45 in the morning, and I was standing by my hotel at the time. I have since had to move hotels. I had to change out my car because I was terrified that these people were going to know. This guy followed me at 5:45 in the morning. He was waiting on me to come in and try to intimidate me. Now, keep in mind, this was less than 12 hours from when I had confronted the governor about the missing children. It was very vocal. That video ended up, you know, you had a lot of local news crews there. And so all of these news stations around Hawaii reported on that confrontation that I had with the mayor. And then all of a sudden, this guy shows up here at 5:45 in the morning behind me while I'm doing a live shot. I was only 2 minutes into that live shot. I'm 45 minutes from Lahaina. So it was really terrifying to me. I didn't even know how to react because, you know, who are these people? Why is this happening? Why am I getting death threats just for reporting the news?
Why have they put a 12-mile seclusion zone? Why are they blocking aid? Why did they cut off the water and refuse it? Why did they not cut the trees? Why did they leave the power on? Why did they turn the sirens off? Why are they not seeing how many dead kids there are? This is bad.
They're arresting residents that are trying to go into their houses that are in the exclusion zone. There's one right now that is waiting to be to get out of jail, and he's suffering there. And he's a resident. His house was destroyed, and he's not allowed into the exclusion zone. Maui police decided they were going to put him in jail, and he's been there.
Well, yeah, I mean, the land's worth $5.4 billion. When they build on it, they say $20 billion. This is the mafia.
They had the ability to stop this fire, Alex. There were the firefighters and the government. It was their commanders. It wasn't the firefighters, actually. It was the commanders that decided to deem this fire contained, 100% contained is what they said. And then so they sent all the firefighters out of town to another part of Hawaii that had, you know, very minor fires in the middle of big open fields. They sent them there. Meanwhile, this fire ended up exploding across the town of Lahaina, and the residents don't know why. They're like, this happens every single year. This time, actually, there have been 4 wildfires out here. They should be prepared for this stuff, theoretically, but all of a sudden, they're not prepared for it? This blindsided them? How did this happen?
Incredible. Well, we only got 6 minutes left. I want to invite you on the show tomorrow for the weekday show, but you've been there. What are the locals saying? What's your best breakdown of what's going on?
All right, so the best breakdown is that there's hardly a breakdown because people don't know what's going on. They're being lied to by their government. They were told by the governor on Monday that all of the sirens were broken, therefore they couldn't turn the sirens on. And then he came out Tuesday and was like, well, only some of the sirens are broken. And then the next day, it comes out that nobody actually tried to activate the sirens. So they're lying. People can't get any answers here. They want to know how the children are, because that is children are the most important thing in people's lives. I can't even imagine having a missing child, but these people are so terrified. They're just looking for answers. They want to find their children, and they can't do it. They're not getting any answers from their government because their elected officials are just covering their own butts.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the clip. I mean, obviously, you interviewed the governor, but the governor's like, oh, we're going to take this land. They've got the mayor saying, I don't know about dead kids. I mean, the arrogance level is bizarre. Biden won't even say he's sorry, won't even talk about it. This is weird.
Yeah, so, Alex, I'll say one more thing before you cut away. The Biden administration, so we found out, you know, they said they were going to give $700 checks. And, you know, we know they gave, that's under $2 million. All right. And originally they were going to give it to people that were economically displaced here as well. Well, they all of a sudden backtracked and decided they're not going to do that. And so some people get $700, but $700 here does almost nothing for these people. OK, they can't afford their own accommodations. They're having to stay with in some of these rooms that they're being put in. They're staying with 3 and 4 other people and they have families that they're putting in these rooms with 3 and 4 other strangers. I mean, it is like, this is the relief effort here by government is absolutely abysmal. It is catastrophic, Alex.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left. What are you seeing The locals are saying they're not seeing hardly any relief. There's nobody there except police blocking people getting in. Locals are having to bring supplies in by ship or by boat or by jet ski. What are you seeing?
So this is actually one of the most infuriating parts about this story is they weren't allowing relief supplies in the beginning. Okay, you had a lot of locals, a lot of islanders that were stepping up from other parts of Maui trying to bring supplies into the residents. Okay. But they had this massive exclusion zone. Even the main road was shut down. You couldn't get in or out. All right. And they were turning away. They were barring. FEMA in particular was barring relief supplies to come in. They couldn't bring water.
And using the dead bodies, the people they killed is the reason.
They're hiding something. I mean, like, I have never seen, you know, people were telling me that you can get, you could get closer to the World Trade Center after 9/11 than you can getting in here. They built a wall around this entire town. And, you know, if they were to do the same thing on the border, I mean, it would be the most secure place you've ever seen. But they're not doing that. So people actually came out, residents, decided to take their boats and their jet skis and illegally cross into the zone in order to bring these relief supplies. And the fact that they even had to do that is just, I mean, that is a tragedy in and of itself. I don't know what's going on in there. Nobody does, because we can't see it.
Nick Sortor, we got 2 minutes left. If you join us tomorrow or the weekday show, I'd appreciate that. But what else is on your mind? What else do people not know about that they should know?
So the problem is we don't know what we don't know, and it's gotten to the point where I've spoken to so many different locals. I spent so much time here on the ground, all day, every day, trying to talk to residents. They don't know. They don't even know what questions to ask at this point, because, you know, for the simple questions that they have, they still can't get the answers for those. And so I am ferociously trying to go after the elected officials here, and I'm about to post a video on that of where it made a bunch of news here, because I chased the mayor down because he didn't want to take my questions. He was trying to run away from my questions.
Who is this Antifa-looking guy that showed up in the middle of nowhere following you around?
I don't actually know. I don't know. I don't know where he came from. He just all of a sudden showed up behind me. I've never seen it. I was almost speechless. Bannon was speechless. We didn't know what to say because, again, this is 5:45 in the morning behind my hotel. I mean, he's a white guy, okay? He's clearly not a native Hawaiian. The tan that I've gotten since I've been here is much darker than his is. Where did he come from? He doesn't
clearly a cover up is going on. Operatives are on the ground. This is huge. At Twitter, Nick Sortor, Sortor. Nick, join us again tomorrow if you can. Godspeed and be safe. This is a beta test for administrative mass murder, in my view.
Appreciate it, sir. Let's talk tomorrow.
Appreciate you. All right, I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, we'll see. Who knows? We'll be on air stuff tomorrow around here. 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com. Owen Schroeder's coming in to take over. It's obviously the big story is the COVID lockdowns. They're playing again with masks, and then so much more. They got the new shot they just announced. It's just totally insane. I appreciate the crew. Appreciate you all. This place is shot up to hell. I don't know. I'll be on air tomorrow. We're going to try, though, 11 a.m. Central, and we'll got the Monday morning show, 8 a.m. with Harrison Smith. We'll be covering all this. All right, Owen Schroeder takes over.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.